Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, we've got a lot to get to yet this hour. If you missed hour one with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, go back and get it out of the podcast archives, iTunes, SoundCloud. You can get them all there for free. We never put them behind a paywall. And this hour in the ladies' lounge, former model, former figure skater Elizabeth Pipko will join us. There is a very important effort that she is heading up and is underway with called the Exodus Movement that we will be telling you more about as the hour goes by. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a second hour of Radio Night Live, live from New York. As always, we are proud to be with you and glad to be settling in on a holiday weekend. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I don't know who I should believe more, whether or not there's going to be more or less turkeys on the campaign trail now. I'll get to one of the newest contributors, Mr. Bloomberg, in just a moment. But this picture just hit my Twitter feed just within the last 10 minutes. Evidently, Joe Biden is embarking upon a new name for his campaign tour. And it's got a certain degree of ring to it, if we can get the picture on the screen. It's called the No Malarkey Tour from Joe Biden. I'm speechless. I mean, Joe Biden, the man who can't get two sentences factually correct strung together at any given point in time. I mean, there's a reason why when Woody Harrelson last week on Saturday Night Live was depicting former Vice President Biden, and he was saying, "Now I will tell you a true story, or it may just be something from a movie or a story I once read or from my childhood." But that's the kind of stuff that Joe does all the time. So put the picture back on the screen. Here's my issue. Joe is violating the promise on his campaign bus by putting this on his campaign bus. If he's starting the No Malarkey Tour, you probably shouldn't start with malarkey, is what I'm saying, which is not what he seems to understand. So he's going to tell you malarkey. You're going to see the malarkey coming from miles away as the campaign bus is really into your city. I don't know. It's just, there's some things you can't explain. Anyway, welcome into a Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. Now, Mayor Bloomberg is the newest entry. And if you were around for the beginning of hour one, you heard me talking about what it is, this fascination with New York mayors that just, we're the mayor of New York. We must be able to be president. It hasn't worked in quite a while. And the last three mayors have all tried it. And this one is just getting in, but I predict he's not going to go much further than the other two went, which was pretty much nowhere. But Mayor Bloomberg got caught saying something this week that I think might just be typical of his problems on the campaign trail. Some would say it's a death knell for him, but the guy's worth $54 billion. If he wants to spend $10 billion to run for president, he could stay in until the very end. Like, there's literally nobody that can force him out, even if he has zero votes, which is what I think he'll have in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada and maybe South Carolina before going to California. He may have zero, because I don't know who votes for this guy. But when you hear him say what he says here, I'm even more at, I don't know, a loss for words. He was with Christine Lagarde talking European economic policy and regression of tax policy. Take a listen.
say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer.
All right, so there he is making the case. The reason that he has the right to tax your Big Gulp, make it way more expensive. And this is what he did in our city. He actually got them banned. Above a certain size, gone. His idea is he can tax you and control your life for your own good. You'll live longer if you just listen to him. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa is joining us and has a comment on Mr. Bloomberg's ideas. Frank, welcome. Happy Saturday to you.
Well, first, Kevin there, I don't know if you heard President Obama was signaling that VP Malarkey wasn't connecting with the American people, and that he wasn't keen on endorsing Bernie Sanders. So it kind of sounds like to me that Vice President Malarkey won't be getting Obama's endorsement. But you ought to know Mayor Bloomberg better than anybody, since he was mayor of your city.
Three times.
But I went back. I'm 62 years old.
He changed the rules just so he could be, by the way.
Pardon?
He changed the rules just so he could be a mayor for the third term. And it only applied to him.
Listen, I'm 62. I went through back through my lifetime. I've said for a long time, given the choice of two candidates, the American people always opt for the more optimistic, personable, and charismatic candidate of the two.
Sure.
And I would suggest to you that Michael Bloomberg is about as exciting and as charismatic as a hemorrhoid, but I wouldn't want to be unkind to hemorrhoids. So I would love to see Mayor Mike Bloomberg up against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump would run circles around the guy. That's just my opinion.
Well, the only good thing about that is that Mike will probably be the only candidate that has never asked Donald Trump for money. And to be candid, that's like a legitimately true thing. Like, everyone else on that stage at some point has probably made a pitch to the Trump organization or to the Trumps personally. Hey, I'm running for such and such. Can you make a contribution? And they've done it over the years. They've helped a lot of people. It's just funny now that, you know, Don Jr. told me a few weeks ago, it's funny now that they came out with conservative policies and conservative economic policies and conservative cultural policies, that now all these people that were lining up to ask for money beforehand act like they don't even know them. And at least if Bloomberg got the nomination, which, trust me, there's no chance in Hades that that's happening. I mean, there's just, yes, you were being unkind to hemorrhoids.
Well, the thing I'm just curious about is a couple of weeks ago I thought it was Warren's for the taking, but she is tanking along with the several others, and I don't see Deval Patrick going nowhere, and I don't see Bloomberg going anywhere, so I don't know who they're trying to set this thing up for, but apparently Obama is signaling it's not Biden, and it's certainly not Warren. I'm not saying Obama and Warren is that far apart, but certainly Obama doesn't want Warren out talking publicly what they will do. They want to try to portray themselves as moderates.
Yeah, you would think so. But here's the challenge, and this is something that Obama can't control. Because he got on the Hillary train, although reluctantly, in 2016, you have to ask yourself, who has the most motivated base of the candidates that are there? And if you look at the 20 people that are still in, there is one candidate that has had a base of support for two election cycles now, and they are mad as all get out because their guy was cheated in 16. So as all these other guys go up and down, just remember the Bernie bros are still ticked. And if he's not the nominee in the actual election, I suspect that a bunch of them stay home because they're that angry about it.
I agree with you, but I think the Bernie bros, some of them were a little miffed at Bernie for conceding so quickly to Hillary that I think some of them have turned their back on, you know, you have this Tesla, can't think of her name, she comes on Fox News quite a bit, she was a Bernie sis. And she don't sound all excited about Bernie Sanders because I think some of them got a little upset that Bernie threw in the towel too quickly.
Polls don't mean much right now, but if you do look at the polling, Bernie's got that consistent 18 to 20 point stuff that just has never seemed to really change. People go up above him, they come back around him. But it doesn't seem to, but we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, Mayor Pete's supposedly wowing them all in Iowa right now. That's more your territory, Frank. I'll trust you guys know what you're doing there. Anyway, thanks for the call. Coming back, it's the Ladies Lounge, and Elizabeth Pipko makes her debut with us. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love.
A busy time.
Your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter.
The nation is obsessed.
Can't
well,
utter the words.
The Democratic Party's obsessed.
I love President.
But that doesn't mean that there are not a lot of other things happening that we need to cover. And so I'm very excited to welcome my next guest, who I actually ran across her work kind of accidentally. But as I did and got to understand it a little bit better, I thought this is too important of a voice and a perspective not to highlight. And so it's with great pleasure I welcome Elizabeth Pipko to the Kevin McCullough microphone. You may know her as an international model. She's also an athlete and a writer. She bases right here out of New York City. And she is someone who is very committed to not only a deep love for her faith, but she is also very committed to helping people understand that there is no ownership by one political party or another just because of one's faith. And, Elizabeth, it is wonderful for you to join us. Thanks for taking the time today.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, a former athlete, a model, and a writer, but you're a Trump campaign staffer, and you have founded this thing called the Exodus Movement. Talk to me about what drives you to kind of get into the world of politics, given your background.
So when Donald Trump announced that he was running for office, it obviously took the entire nation by storm. I was obsessed with politics since, you know, being a little girl. But I think even the obsessions that we all have when we're younger, nothing ever compares to what happened when Donald Trump ran for office. And I happened to live pretty close to Trump Tower, where I found out the campaign was actually held. So I applied there to volunteer. And after volunteering for a few weeks, I sent a letter to the director of the data team basically saying what I thought I could do for the campaign. And he hired me in 48 hours, and I got the opportunity of a lifetime, and it was just the greatest honor, honestly, ever. And after that, I kind of realized that I had kept the Trump thing a secret. I didn't tell anyone I worked there because of my modeling career. I couldn't tell friends or family members as well, and I just realized that it was ridiculously unfair. And just, I mean, stupid to put it blankly, that should not be happening in the United States of America, that we should hide our support for a president who was duly elected and who has been doing some of the greatest things and the things that only presidents before promised to do. So
yeah.
I decided to announce my story, and it kind of went viral, and I knew I wanted to be a part of the story and do something bigger than modeling and something, you know, for something that matters a hell of a lot more to me, which is my Jewish faith and my patriotism. So I launched the Exodus Movement, and it's been a wild ride, but it's been incredible.
Well, a lot of people may be familiar with Blexit, which is Candace Owens' kind of counterpart to what you're doing with the Jewish community. She's kind of doing in African-American communities. But talk to me about the Exodus Movement. What inspired you to kind of go there and kind of go all in on what it is and why it's important in the modern day and age?
Yeah, so my parents and grandparents came to the United States from the Soviet Union, basically just escaping anti-Semitism. I was always the proudest Jew, but also the proudest American ever. And when I, you know, see people or meet people that aren't, you know, don't share those views and don't realize how lucky we are here, it hurts, genuinely, like it just hurts. And my grandfather passed away, actually right after the election, and I knew that I had to kind of live on and prove, you know, why he came here and what he fought so hard for and make him proud. And this is honestly the best way that I can do that. There's so many of us out there that have been told that we have to vote a specific way because the Democratic Party has this hold on us that they don't deserve to have. They haven't done enough for that. And it's important for me to be out there and be a voice to people that are terrified to tell their friends, their family members, the person they support. And to be, you know, a part of something that means so much. The Jewish faith is everything. It's the reason I am who I am. It's what I fight for. And it's the reason I voted for Donald Trump. It's one of the main reasons. And I just I've encouraged every day that the people who meet who are supportive of the same message and, you know, finally breaking the shackles of the Democratic Party. When we started, we really were a movement, which was incredible, but we actually are a super PAC now, which is important to me because I was on the data team on the Trump campaign, and I wanted to do something real, something with, you know, tangible results and numbers,
right.
And that's what we're doing, and I want to prove a point. I want to give people confidence that there is a super PAC out there that's looking out for their best interests and will support them in, you know, all elections nationwide, not just the presidential, and be around, I hope, for a very, very long time.
Well, I love the fact that you wanted to do something that had teeth to it and not just, you know, kind of put your name to something and say, yeah, I'm on board for whatever this is. Like, there's a real intent behind what you're doing. So here's one of the things that, as I've worked in News Talk Radio for the longest time, and I experience this dynamic regularly, because I would say that, you know, I'm an evangelical Christian myself. I have many, many dear and devout Jewish friends. I've been to Israel four times. I so appreciate and love the connection that that particularly evangelicals have enjoyed with the Jewish community. But I've always been puzzled by the fact that particularly here in New York, people that have strong Jewish faith believe that on some level that the Democratic Party has been where they really should deposit their political energy. And I don't know where that comes from. And maybe you can give us some enlightenment on that. But what are some of the traditional ways of thinking that people have justified that? And how is the Exodus movement countering those? What are the arguments that counter those in terms of helping people understand that maybe they've got better friends elsewhere?
So when we actually launched, I remember coming to my dad and saying, hey, can you tell me why Democrats have, you know, this hold on the Jewish vote? Because I grew up in Manhattan, and there was an Orthodox synagogue, and people around me were not Democrats. I honestly have no idea what the numbers were, so I looked into it instead of doing what I'm doing. And, I mean, A, his first response was, you never know who's a Democrat, who's a Republican, you never know who anyone votes, so the exit polls or anything else, you learned that in 2016. That's number one. Number two, it's honestly very enlightening, I think, and super important to remember that the Orthodox community overwhelmingly votes Republican. They always have. They all support him. They really love Donald Trump and all he's done for us. And I think that's super important because Judaism is a religion, and that people have forgotten that. I know a lot of people that call me, they're Jewish, but atheists, or Jewish, or Buddhist, or whatever it is. But Judaism is a religion, and those that follow it to its core are actually overwhelmingly Republican.
So hold on 1 second, Elizabeth. I want to make sure I understand. What you're saying is, yeah, essentially, is the more Orthodox you are in the faith, the more likely you are to then vote Republican already.
Exactly, yes. So, I mean, I've always said that the left has become godless. That's what I find. That's what I found growing up, and that's why I would consider myself a conservative. Even at a very young age, that's what I saw, and that was most important to me, God and country. And when you take that away, you kind of have nothing left, and that's what I fear the left has become. And those that do support God, even at a level that I, you know, but they're much more Orthodox Jews than I am, that I admire every single day, those are the ones that have voted Republican. Who support Donald Trump, I think, will vote Republican for a very long time. And that's actually the only sect of Judaism that is growing, whereas the conservative movement, the reform movement, is actually shrinking. People don't really realize that. So more and more Jewish people are going to vote red. That's just a fact. That's how this history has proven. That's what's going to happen in the future. But more importantly, you said, what's the best counter-argument? And the best one is Donald Trump. If you ask people why they voted for President Obama or George Bush and what they expected from them, and you ask them if that happened, and then you ask them what happened when President Trump got elected, and you see all that he's done in just a short time in office.
Right.
It's honestly the best counter-argument that there is.
All right, Elizabeth, hold that thought. Lots more with Elizabeth Pipko, a former professional ice skater, former top model, now the head of something called the Exodus Movement, in which she is encouraging her friends in the Jewish community to not be beholden to the Democratic Party. It's Kevin McCullough. We're coming back. Radio Night Live. Do not touch that dial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has issued its response ahead of opening arguments in his impeachment trial, while House Democrats laid out their case, saying the president has abandoned his oath and betrayed the public trust. The White House plans a couple of different defense strategies arguing the impeachment articles allege no violation of law. The Senate trial is a product of a flawed process of the House, and the case collapses on the facts.
They're trying to impeach the son of a... Can you believe that?
On Capitol Hill, House impeachment managers filed a trial brief establishing the president is guilty of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It follows a document dump on Friday by Democrats with even more evidence from Lev Parnas, who's an associate of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are also very thankful that our very good sponsor, MyPillow, and Mr. Mike Lindell has put together an incredible offer that he's never done before. We're unveiling it tonight. We'll talk more about it next week. But the Giza sheets are, and you've heard about them. They're made of the softest cotton on planet Earth. Tonight they are buy one set, get a set free. You're not gonna believe, not only a great deal this is, but how well you will sleep because of them. Egyptian cotton that he finds in a very specific locale. He bought all of the materials that they had for the Giza 88. Now he's got Giza 94. He bought them out. He bought out all the cotton, and he's got the Christmas deal to beat all deals. These sheets are as good to the world of sheets as the MyPillow was to the world of pillows, and what it has done for people is just amazing. So anyway, tonight 800-506-2641. When you use my promo code KMC, you're gonna get the Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. And if you want to use that online and go see what colors they have, because I know a lot of people like to have different colors for their beds, you can get them in the color of your desire online at MyPillow.com. Use promo code KMC. Buy a set of Giza sheets. Get a set free when you do so tonight and use my promo code. You can go to the radio listener specials actually there. And when you get online, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, and then click on the Giza sheets. But when you use my promo code, you're going to get one set free when you buy a set of the Giza sheets. If you want to call right now, 800-506-2641. Proud sponsors of the Ladies Lounge, as they are all of Radio Night Live. And my guest, my special guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight is Elizabeth Pipko. She's a former model, was actively modeling just until a few months ago. But supporting President Trump actually cost her a lot of jobs and opportunities in the professional market, but she felt it was more important. And Elizabeth, I'm grateful that you've taken time to be with us tonight, but I want to know, based on what we were saying in the last segment, are you being somewhat prophetic when you look at 2020 in saying that you actually believe that there will be more Jews in America that will vote for this president and for the GOP than there have been in years past? Is that what you're saying?
Look, obviously nothing is done overnight. I know with the numbers that I've seen that in the future, in 20, 30 years, it's going to be a very different demographic than we've ever seen, that's for sure. I have no idea what's going to happen next year. I pray that that's what happens. I also think it's really important for people to remember we really don't know what happens in the booth. We learned in 2016, we still learn today, how people will tell you that they don't support the president, but secretly do, which is terrifying,
right,
but very
right.
true, especially in the Jewish community. I know people that tell me that they support me and what I'm doing, but refuse to let me bring that up when we're in synagogue. So I think that's really important to remember. It's scary. It's something that I want to fight every single day, but that's what's happening. So it's very important to remember that. And it's also important to remember that he's appreciated. He's prayed for in synagogue every single Shabbat. On Saturday, we pray for the president, the office of the president. Jews appreciate what he's doing, and even if they're not admitting it publicly, I can guarantee people are going home and reconsidering.
Yeah. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pipko. Is it Sentinello? Is that how I say your last name?
So I got married to Sentinello. Yes, a Sentinello. I go
okay.
by Pipko still.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make. We'll see. I want to honor your husband and your family and your life as well. So, but we're grateful for Elizabeth's time to be with us. And she, if you want more information on the Exodus movement, it is theexodusmovement.com, theexodusmovement.com, and appreciative of the efforts that she's making here. As we continue with this conversation, I would like to, Elizabeth, ask you a little bit more about your own political. Kind of dialogue that you have with the culture. You've cited the fact that you worked in the modeling profession, but that your career was somewhat in jeopardy if they knew your political beliefs. But you've always had strong political opinions since being a young girl. I'm just curious where that came from and why it was such a driving force in your life.
So I grew up in an Orthodox community. I went to an Orthodox synagogue, and my elementary school was a part of that synagogue. So I kind of started out learning about God and religion before, you know, even math or science. But half our day was spent on learning the Torah and speaking Hebrew. So just a part of how I grew up. And God and religion, I mean, that was the most important thing to me. So when you're growing up and you don't know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, you really just look for the things that matter most to you. I remember a moment when I was 10 and I learned about what abortion was, and I did the research and I was like, how is this happening? How is this legal? As a 10-year-old little girl, I mean, that stuff is terrifying. I mean, to think about late-term abortion as a 10-year-old, you don't even need to learn where babies come from.
Right.
It's really scary. And I remember learning about that and my dad sitting with me and saying, you're not Republican, you're not anything, you just discovered something, take your time. But I still, to this day, I don't need to be Republican or Democrat or anything else, but I know that I'm a conservative. I conserve
well,
certain
and
values.
And yeah, I get that. I get that, Elizabeth. That makes total sense. More with Elizabeth Pipko in the Ladies Lounge tonight when we continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before we're done this hour, some karma hitting some journalists that didn't quite know how to cover the president's golf this week. We'll talk about it before we're done. We're with Elizabeth Pipko in the Ladies Lounge with Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough. And Elizabeth, my next question for you is very simple. You are a former model. This supporting the president has taken its toll. Is it worth it to you, and should we do more of this speaking up boldly in the professional arenas, even though it does cost us our job? Is it time for those bold conversations?
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm working on changing the conversation. That's a goal that's in the back of my mind. That's something that's very important to me, just because, like I said, my family came here to the United States to be free to believe in anything that they want.
Sure.
I know that there are people my age, people, young people growing up here, that might feel the same way that my mom felt back in the Soviet Union. It's terrifying. That should not happen, no matter what side of the political aisle you lean towards. So, I mean, that's something that's very important to me. But, I mean, the great thing about America is that we do have this amazing balance. And at least before 2016, you could sit at a dinner table with a conservative and a liberal and, you know, have an enjoyable meal. That's what we were. And I think that's the problem that's changed. We're always going to have these two sides. And I think it's beautiful because young people get to learn and grow up and see, you know, two sides of an argument and make up their mind. And what's most important is that we're not like every other country. We're the most special country in the world where we have these opposing sides. The government cannot tell us what to believe in. And we can hopefully respect each and every one of us, be kind to everyone around us, no matter what they believe in, and go back to where we were before the 2016 election.
Well, and I would hope that that is something that becomes the transformational, you know, kind of ideal that, you know, we've heard so much about, how America can become even more than what it's been in the past. But I don't, unless we have that kind of moral rooting and that kind of moral grounding that we all kind of approach life from, those of us that hold on to things like faith and family in our lives, I think we're in real trouble. And I think that that's been exposed even more so with Trump in office than it was even in 8 years of Obama, because while the other side was in control, they were busy deepening the deep state, packing more people away in bureaucratic corners of government where we wouldn't see them, but they would be there working against the very constitutional ideas of America. And I think that we've really got to do a house cleaning. And I think Donald Trump has done a phenomenal job on that. I just feel like that there's a lot more that we probably have to do to get to the real issue there. Let me ask you about this, and then I want to end with asking you about your grandfather. So we'll end on something kind of near and dear to your heart. A friend of mine, Dennis Prager, you probably know who he is, a great thinker and somebody that I have immense respect for, has talked about the key alliance between the Jewish community, both in Israel and in America, and the evangelical community in America, and how the two of them, when they work together, really have done phenomenal things. I'm just curious, as a young person, as a millennial, as someone who's in the fight of the next age, do you see that alliance and that relationship being as important and as key moving forward in terms of the really large cultural issues like life, like family, like the protection of religious liberties, etc.? Or do you think that that something else will come along that will not make it as important? I'm just curious your own personal view on that.
Yeah, so I always tell people that Israel exists and is where it is today because of the United States, which is obvious, but it's not actually because of the Jews in the United States. It's about the non-Jews who supported Israel. I don't think there are enough Jews here or enough Jews that are as, you know, pro-Israel as I would want them to be to make this relationship happen. I mean, it's because of the evangelical community. I think that's why some of the opinions of those, you know, front runners in the race right now running for the Democratic nomination, that's why they're causing such a storm, because they're really shaking up the core values that make up the United States. When they say that they're going to, you know, possibly condition or cut aid to Israel, that doesn't just bother American Jews. That bothers Americans who have this value system that centers around supporting the only democracy in the Middle East. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's actually, I personally think, been held up more by the evangelical community here in the United States than by the Jewish community, which is scary to think about, but also beautiful to think about, because we're actually all in this together. Right. That's like what I said. When my parents, grandparents came here, it wasn't to be in a land of Jews. It was to be in a land of people with the same value system that they had back in the Soviet Union that they could not share with their friends and neighbors. That's why we're here. That's why we're all kind of a little family in the United States, no matter what religion you are. And it's unfortunate that the left is trying to break that apart. I don't know why they fear God so much. They should learn to respect him and fear him the way we fear him and not be terrified of religious people. But I don't know why they fear it, but it's actually what keeps us together, honestly. I think as a young person, when it's very hard to figure out what your beliefs are, it becomes a lot simpler when you believe there's something greater than you and you just let, you know, God lead the way. And I wish that they would approve of that and respect that and share how cool that is. I mean, it used to be cool for celebrities to talk about how much they believe in something, and now it's just the other way around, and I think that's why young people are so lost and confused.
I think
If we go back to what we used to be, or we become even greater, like you said, we clear drain the swamp and then become even greater, I think the relationship will become much stronger, and hopefully future generations will be stronger as well.
Well, I loved the fact that the President Trump actually kept a promise that many presidents have made in terms of recognizing Israel's capital. And I thought that I just think he's fulfilled so many promises. There's no reason why people can't come to the election choice this next year and say, OK, who's kept their promises and who's just made, you know, a lot of pledges about free stuff. It'll be interesting to see. Hey, at the top of your Twitter page, you've got a very special piece that you authored for the Jewish Voice about your grandfather and his view of the world. Just talk to us a little bit about that and why people should go read it and what was so important about it to you.
So my grandfather was one of the strongest people that you would ever meet, just physically strong, emotionally, mentally. He was a really famous artist actually back in the Soviet Union who loved to paint things about, you know, Judaism and what meant most to him, and he wasn't allowed to do that. So he was basically forced to paint what the government told him to paint. He would paint in secret, you know, in the dark at night sometimes, not to get caught. And then in the spare time, he was actually working to raise money to help Jews in the Soviet Union escape to Israel or the United States. He was risking his life, his career, his family, everything to help Jews do that. And when he came here, he was just the proudest American that you could ever meet. There's actually a video that I have after my play that we did in first grade, which was 2 weeks after 9/11. It's me sitting on his lap, and we're singing God Bless America together.
Oh, man. Elizabeth, I'm sorry that we have to cut it off there, but thank you for sharing that. And, friends, if you do want to see it, go to the top of her Twitter page, at Elizabeth Pipko on Twitter. The Exodus Movement is the group that she heads up, and it is it's a good referral to people that you may know who are Jewish, who are looking for, you know, the rationale for not voting with the tribe, so to speak, in the days to come. All right, when we come back, final segment for tonight and a very karma-esque ending. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Saturday. Coming up next week, former governor and ambassador Nikki Haley will be with us. Look forward to that. We might also check in with Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame. He's got a lot of stuff going on, wants to update us. But, yeah, I think Nikki Haley will be with us next week. So looking forward to that. She's got a new book out and a lot of things to say. So this week, Thanksgiving week, the president did something that sometimes presidents do. Sometimes they get on Air Force One. They don't tell anybody. And just a minimal security detail with them. They fly halfway around the world. They land somewhere. They cheer up some troops for the holiday, and then they come home. In this case, he went all the way to Afghanistan. Surprised the troops, went in, met with them, spent most of the day with them, served them Thanksgiving Day dinner, and then came back home. But in the meantime, the news establishment, which has been very angry with the president, trying to say that, you know, he's giving them a hard time when they call him fake news. A couple of things. Show the Twitter thing here. This was Mark Noller, who I think writes for The Post. Says, presidential motorcade this morning pulls into Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. By my count, his 61st visit to this course brings the number of days he's president to a golf club to 224. Now, what's funny about this is that a lot of people responded by saying, yeah, he's done more in the number of days that he's worked than anybody else has prior to that, which was kind of interesting. But there was another writer, this one for Newsweek, who ended up, they announced that they got fired today. This woman, Newsweek fires reporter who wrote inaccurate story of Trump's Thanksgiving Day plans. She had filed the story before the news went public that he'd gone to Afghanistan. And that was actually part of the problem was that they were running stories that they hadn't even fact checked after it became publicly known that he was there. So I asked the Twitter Mark Noller guy this on Twitter. I responded back to him. You know, it's amazing you even have a job. You wrote a thing on social media that puts Donald Trump on a golf course while the rest of the world sees him spending the day with the troops in Afghanistan. It's really amazing that you have a job as a reporter. That other woman who wrote the story, she doesn't have a job anymore, but this guy still had a job. Hashtag fake news. He's with our troops in the war zone, and they're saying he's golfing. They're lying, and they're upset that they got in trouble for it. In fact, there were some people speculating online. Maybe the two of them are just positioning for reporting jobs at CNN. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe this is just a whole big game so that they can get a job offer from CNN. You know, Joe Walsh could get a job at CNN. There's lots of people that could get a job at CNN. If these are the qualifications, you know, not having to be accurate about anything anymore. Anyway, it's a busy week. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Opening to the Christmas season. Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you again next week on Radio Night Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.